A group of Indian writers are protesting against what they see as growing religious and ethnic intolerance in the world's largest democracy. In their sights, a right-wing Hindu government that they argue has abandoned India's secular ideal by failing to properly investigate the murders of dissidents or to condemn sectarian violence. Their weapon of choice, not the pen nor the sword, but the award. More than 40 have returned honours given to them by the state's Literature Academy. South Asia correspondent James Bennett reports.
There's really a dull moment in Indian politics. Every day, the country's thriving newspapers, yes, you heard that right, thriving, are crammed full of stories about politicians of all colours slamming their opponents, speaking out. Cable news channel's staple diet is the three or even four-way debate between party spokespeople. It usually descends into a shouting match, but this is a country which champions its status as a rowdy democracy. Everyone has a point of view and is keen to share it. Mostly, that diversity of opinion is respected, but several recent killings of outspoken writers, coupled with attacks on Muslims accused of killing or eating cattle sacred to Hindus, have some questioning whether that remains the case.
This intolerance started growing after the attack on Kalburgi.
Hindi and Urdu poet Manohar Rana is amongst around 40 who've handed back literary honours. He cites the murder of writer M.M. Kalburgi, gunned down in Calcutta, and the recent mob killing of Muhammad Akhlaq, bashed to death on suspicion of killing a calf and storing its meat.
I wrote on my Facebook that the attack on Akhlaq was not a random incident, but a terrorist attack where 100 men attacked one poor guy. I got so many abuses for just writing this that I thought it was right to return my award.
Manohar Rana and other writers who've returned their awards say the nationalist government of Narendra Modi is failing the secular ideal on which India's democracy rests and has fallen instead under the spell of what's described as the Hindutva.
They say it's cultural nationalism, which in their view means that India has one culture. According to the secular view, India is a multicultural country.
Amulya Ganguly is a political analyst. The believers in the Hindutva concept he's referring to chiefly comprise the ruling Hindu nationalist BJP party, its ultra-nationalist political allies Shiv Sena and the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh. The RSS is not a political party itself, but has links to the BJP. Its stated aim is to see India a Hindu state. Amulya Ganguly.
You see, the anti-Muslim worldview of the RSS characterizes Muslims as internal enemy number one, Christians as internal enemy number two.
In recent weeks, Shiv Sena activists have forced the cancellation of a Pakistani singer's concert and stormed the office of India's cricket bosses who were considering playing a series against the Pakistani team. Narendra Modi's critics argue the likes of Shiv Sena have been emboldened by the Prime Minister's failure to condemn outright violence in the name of religion.
What has been dismaying for many of us is not merely the extremist voices raised, some of the extreme actions that have followed or that have been encouraged by these extreme voices, but the fact that the government has not stood up to condemn them, to stop them, to act vigorously against them.
Shashi Tharoor is a former Indian diplomat and now MP for the opposition Congress Party. Concern about intolerance comes as Mr. Modi's government faces a crucial test of strength, elections in India's third most populous state, Bihar. The campaign has at times been so shrill that electoral authorities have asked candidates to tone down their rhetoric. But Shashi Tharoor rejects the suggestion that the current climate is a result of electioneering.
We have elections somewhere or the other every 6 months. So we are a country which is in a permanent election cycle. If that's going to be the excuse, you may as well forget about governance, may as well forget about uniting the country. All you're going to end up doing, it seems to me, is use elections as an excuse for polarizing a nation that desperately needs to heal its existing wounds and move forward unitedly.
The government's reaction to the writers' protest so far has been relatively low-key. The finance minister, Arun Jaitley, took to Facebook to describe it as a manufactured revolt, but then pulled back, calling on all sides to raise the level of debate. Some have dismissed the protest as elitist. Political analyst Amulya Ganguly agrees it will make little difference to most of India's 1.2 billion citizens. But it will harm the country's image, he says. And he points out that there's one consequence millions of cricket fans could rue. if extremists hostile to Pakistan deprive them of a sporting spectacle against the old enemy.
The ordinary people will be affected by the various acts of violence, the violent storming of the office of the Board of Control for Cricket in India by the Shiv Sainiks in protest against the proposed India-Pakistan cricket series. And these are things that will affect the average people.
This is James Bennett in New Delhi for PM.